According to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, partly cloudy, 43 today. But by Thanksgiving, 50 and rain. So 80% chance of rain on Thanksgiving. So probably a good day to stay inside and just eat and watch television there. Feel good, do it every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K, what do you got for us?
So I saw a Facebook friend share this post. It brought me to tears, so I wanted to share it with everyone. It was written by a woman named Jordan who lives in Boone, North Carolina. She wrote, a few weeks ago, the Lord planted a seed in my heart to go to the college campus and offer free mom and dad hugs. So today, her husband Matt and her, she said, I went and spent several hours doing just that. We held up signs, asked every student, professor, or staff member that passed us if they wanted a hug. We gave hundreds of hugs. Happy hugs, sad hugs, bear hugs, rib-cracking, back-breaking hugs. There were a few people who saw our signs and sprinted to us. And there were some who came back between classes for extra hugs. And there were a few who passed by the first time with polite nods, but then turned around and came back because they decided they did need a hug after all.
Mm.
We had a few precious hearts melt in our arms because they were overwhelmed with school and exams. We had a few who told us through tears that they weren't able to go home for the holidays this year and were in extra need of mom and dad hugs. One beautiful girl, she said, told me she had just lost her mama earlier in the year. And she let me hug her for a good 10 minutes while we both cried.
Ah, good stuff.
A sweet man who currently is losing his daddy to cancer hugged Matt extra tightly. Over and over again, we heard people say, I didn't know how much I needed a hug. She said, our feet are sore, our arms are sore, our ribs are sore, but our hearts are full.
There you go.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, good stuff.
Mom and dad hugs, that's it.
Yep.
So cool. We'll tweet it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, it's a game where jokes get thrown back and forth. First person who laughs loses. Kelly is holding the trophy right now because she won last week. So she holds the lead, 44 games to 43. However, the person who wins today will take this lead or take this victory, I should say, through to December because of the holiday.
OMG. All right. I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. You laugh, you lose. Losers go first. That'd be me. You ready, Kelly? Hey, Kelly, why did the baker cross the road?
Why did the baker cross the road?
She had muffin else to do.
Cute. Thank you. Start. All right. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know you should never get in a fight with a T-Rex?
Why?
You'll get your giraffe kicked?
Yes. Yes, you would.
Yeah.
Kelly, recently a fortune teller told me that in about 12 years, I would suffer terrible heartbreak.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so to cheer myself up, I went and bought a puppy.
Maybe a self-fulfilling prophecy. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a sweet potato fresh out of the oven and a pig thrown off the balcony?
Oof. What?
One is a heated yam, the other is a yeeted ham.
Ah, yes. Yes, indeed.
I did have to look up the meaning of yeeted.
Right. It's you laugh, you lose. I got kicked out of the casino last night, Kelly.
Yeah?
Slight misunderstanding about the craps table.
Uh-huh. Oh. Got it. Got it. That is not what you do in that game.
I found that out.
Excellent.
The man with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle.
Awesome. Unfortunate for the other players. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
So I asked an old man, I know. Even after 95 years, you still call your wife darling, honey, and love. What's the secret? The old man said, I forgot her name 10 years ago, and I'm scared to ask her.
Me too.
Solid old man voice?
Yes. Young man was just finished stocking the turkey freezer display.
Mm-hmm.
When an older lady standing nearby approached him and said, Young man, do these turkeys get any bigger? Guy says, no, ma'am. These turkeys are dead.
True statement. Employee of the month. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Man walks into the doctor's office all panicked and says, "Doctor, I'm shrinking." And the doctor says, "Well, sir, you're going to have to learn to be a little patient."
Get it?
Literally.
Kelly, did you hear about the Butterball turkey recall this year?
I did not hear about that.
Yeah, someone forgot to butter their balls.
Also, don't think that's what that means.
Had to get recalled. I mean, they're little.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
A wife yells to her husband, "Hey, do you ever get a pain in your side like someone has a voodoo doll of you and they're stabbing it?" Husband says, "No." Wife says, "How about now?"
She's actively trying.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a turducken?
I've never had a turducken.
I have. Yeah, I was starting to push it out, but ducked right back up in.
That is a sharp left turn, what I was thinking. Thank you. Now I have a really violent image in my head.
It's National Toilet Day, by the way.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
My son asked me, "Where does poo come from?"
Yeah.
I was a little uncomfortable, but I gave him an honest explanation. He looked perplexed, stared at me in stunned silence for a few seconds before asking, "And Tigger?"
That was good.
Yeah!
That was good.
Poo for the win!
All right.
On National Toilet Day. What a perfect, perfect way to celebrate.
So all right, Kelly holds a two-game lead now, and you laugh, you lose.
You're going to get to keep it for 2 weeks.
Yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy it, Kelly. All right, there you go. You laugh, you lose. On 99.7 DJX.
I'll take your pity laugh.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, coming up, an opportunity for you to win a $1,000 shopping spree with your own private limo underway. Before that, you know, there is a, what do you call it, a colloquialism? Or is that what
That's
you say?
A big word, yeah. I don't know.
Possession is 9/10 of the law. They've heard that colloquialism somewhere, but that's not the law.
That's not the law. Even if possession is 9/10 of the law, it's not 100% the law. I only bring that up because that's a key phrase in your setting the bar story on the way. 97 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, setting the bar. These are examples of what not to do. It's people doing things wrong, so you can look at this moment and say, well, regardless of what happens today, at least I can know that I won't do that, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
So this could really be a dream come true for some. I mean, it is illegal, but if you can manage to make it through the day without spilling thousands of dollars in cash on the freeway when you drive an armored truck, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Your job is to get that cash to one place.
Yeah.
And not all over the highway.
Right,
oh, no.
Exactly. And like I said, if you witness it, that's when you have the devil and the angel on your shoulder.
Oh, yeah. I kind of want to go pick some of that cash up, but I know it's not mine.
That's right. This happened on Friday in California. It sparked a frenzy that resulted in a couple of arrests as the truck doors flew open, sending bills flying all over the interstate. Traffic was stopped. Drivers were jumping out of their cars to snatch what they could. Here's a witness.
People are celebrating and saying, it's cash, and they're running around and they're just grabbing him with both hands. Everybody was getting along, no problem. Everybody was really happy and excited.
People get the wrong idea. They think finders keepers. They might think possession is 9/10 of the law. They've heard that colloquialism somewhere, but that's not the law.
Yeah, I was going to say, possession 9/10. I found it. This
Wait,
is my
finders
money.
Keepers.
Right, no, that is not the case. The driver of the armored truck, man, he was embarrassed for sure. He tried to actually retrieve the cash before then realizing, wow, this is literally going to be impossible. And then just started recording people who were taking the money.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's kind of evidence to cover his butt. It says some people yelped with joy while posing with their loot.
Yeah.
With traffic at a standstill.
Not exactly sure how much money was taken, but this is why it's a setting the bar. So, yeah, if you've got one job, and that's to drive your armored truck from point A to point B.
With lots and lots and lots of money.
Right, right. If you can make it through the day without spilling thousands of those dollars that you're carrying in cash on the freeway, then you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh. Whose job is it to then count it once they do get to the destination?
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be doing that.
Oh, gosh.
Yep, that is setting the bar on 99.7 EJX. This week, Thanksgiving, there were some kids that were asked how to cook a turkey. And I think it's kind of funny because, like, if you asked me how to cook one, I don't think if you just stuck a microphone in my face, I could give you exact directions.
No, yeah, I don't have a recipe in my head right now.
No, I know that maybe it's good to brine the turkey, and then you got it slow and lower temperatures is best.
My recipe is picking it up from Honey Baked Ham.
Yeah, see, there you go. And it's not even a turkey. It's a ham. So there you go. Fantastic.
Well, they have turkey there, too, and it's already sliced and it's already ready to go.
Oh, all right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so really good.
So, yeah, some kids were asked.
You have to put it in the oven for 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
Okay, that seems a little short.
Yeah.
Put the turkey in the oven, and then you turn it on 6 minutes.
All right, 6 minutes.
Okay, a little longer. I don't think it's still what's recommended.
3 minutes and 350 degrees.
All right, 3 minutes at 350 degrees.
The temperature sounds closer. I don't think it's enough. And I think the time, we're a little off.
But I like my turkey, you know, like I kind of like my steak, a little bit of pink on the inside.
Okay, well, I think you get a lot of pink.
The temperature is about 20 degrees.
All right, 20 degrees. Set the temperature for 20 degrees. All
okay.
Right?
Turn the heat up to 20. It just tastes like feathers with rabies on it.
All right, so...
Are we leaving the feathers on, or are we taking it off?
Well, see, that was, you know, do you take the feathers off? And he's like, well, if you leave the feathers on, it's going to taste like feathers with a little bit of rabies.
Okay. I don't think I want a feathers or rabies taste with my Thanksgiving dinner. I don't.
So there you go. Some DIY how to cook a turkey from kids on 99.7 DJX. Ed Sheeran, 99.7 DJX. He won favorite male pop star. I will say that Taylor Swift took home favorite female pop star. And I would say that, you know, since it's a fan voted award show, and I'm talking about the American Music Awards from last night, I would imagine Swifties are a little bit more fan heavy than maybe the Olivia Rodrigo fan base, because there were several awards that I felt that Olivia got robbed of, and maybe it was just because her fan base isn't as strong as some of these other ones. But anyways, if you want to see some of the awards acceptance and some of the performances, we got them all posted, WDJX.com. All right, feel good. Kelly, what do you got?
So, there's a guy in Alabama broke a Guinness World Record for building the world's largest Nerf gun. This thing's amazing.
Okay.
Michael Pick is a software engineer, YouTuber, earned the record by building a version of the Nerf N-Strike Elite Longshot CS6. That's a big name for it.
Yeah, it is.
Measures 12 feet, 6 inches long, 300% larger than the original toy.
Oh, wow.
So, one of the criteria for the record was that, of course, it had to be a fully functioning Nerf gun larger than the 6-foot creation of the previous record holder, which is another YouTuber, Mark Rober. He said the most challenging part of the build would have to be making the air system fit in the shell of the Nerf gun. So he said, you know, it had to be perfectly, exactly scaled to the standard Nerf gun. The space I had to work in was very limited. It launches darts made from PVC pipe foam and 3D printed caps.
Okay.
And the darts can reach speeds of up to 50 miles an hour.
I mean, this sounds like a weapon, not a Nerf gun.
Oh, well, yeah, and it can travel maximum distance of about 250 feet.
Yes.
It is pretty impressive.
So this is not something that you'd play, like, in your house.
I don't think so. In fact, he looks like, the picture looks like he's in, like, the yard in front of an apartment complex. So I'm just wondering, where's he going to put it?
Mm.
It's just crazy. It looks awesome. And obviously it got him a Guinness World Record, but now I feel like storage might be an issue.
Yeah. Where are you going to put that thing?
I know. I mean, like, you spend so much time like building it. Are you just going to like destroy it? All right. That was fun.
All right.
I don't know, but we'll tweet it out. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good every hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so we're going to talk to Lynn here in just a minute, group therapy, and she's got her own bombshell, so to speak, that she's going to drop on her family here in a couple days.
So this is my idea. I was thinking about surprising everybody.
Thinking about surprising everybody.
Yeah, that's. I don't know if that's ever a good idea.
Well, we found over the past several days that bombshells will be dropped. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. More bombshells you'll be dropping this Thanksgiving a little later on the show. But this bombshell, she is, we're going to get her on the phone, Lynn, here in just a minute. And she's wanting to kind of drop this on her family when they come over to her house for Thanksgiving in a few days.
I have a prediction. I don't think it's going to go very well.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Toss the phone number out here real quick, 502-571-9970. Hi there, Lynn.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks so much for allowing us to reach out to you. Will you tell us your plan?
Yes. Well, this is my... I'm hoping you can give me an opinion, really.
Okay.
So every year, Thanksgiving, it's a great time of year. You know, I have my family over. They bring the kids. Mm-hmm. My dining room's full of hungry people. You know, they're just hanging around loud. They devour their food in like 15 minutes. After dinner, they go watch TV. They fall asleep. They watch endless football. It's crazy, right?
Right. And so far, I don't see any issue with that.
Yeah. No, actually, that's not really an issue because that's like most Thanksgivings.
Right,
but
right.
What I was thinking, because I kind of feel like, you know, I kind of like that day. It's like for giving thanks, you know, mm-hmm. like honestly for just giving thanks and sharing that day, you know, with the people you love.
Right.
You know, so this was my idea. I was thinking about surprising everybody and having an unplugged Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Which, yeah. So this means no cell phones, no iPads, which also means no TV, no football.
Oh. So, yeah,
I feel like, you know, if we could just talk and laugh and have some fun, you know, instead of like everybody's on their phones, they're looking down, they're scrolling around.
Yeah. So can I ask how many kids you have? And
yeah, well, I have two sons. They're 25 and 29. Mm-hmm. And I have a daughter that's 32. And I have five grandkids.
Okay.
So it's a decent amount of people, you know?
Yeah.
But you know what? I ran this past my friend, and mm-hmm. she thinks I'm nuts. You know, she thinks I'm going to be some old-fashioned Thanksgiving Grinch or something. I don't know.
Right.
You know, and I don't want them to feel that way, but I just kind of want to enjoy everybody and our time together, because we're not around that often together, all of us. It's hard, you know, these days.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that.
You know, but I love your group therapies. Mm. So I was just wondering if, you know, I could hear some opinions from the people and, you know, what they think about, like, you know, no electronics, like unplugged Thanksgiving.
Wow. That's like taking it back to the, I don't know, like 1980s. I don't even know how far.
I know, but I think it could be fun.
Yeah, okay. All right. I appreciate that. I don't think it'll work, but I appreciate that.
All right.
Lynn, I appreciate you you coming to us, and thank you so much for loving the group therapies. And hey, you know, now you're a part of it. You're a part of the crew now.
Yay. No, I really need some advice, because I really want to do this, and I just want to make sure I'm not, like, going to cause chaos.
Yeah, no, I get that. And will you do me a favor in two things? One, I want you to have the best Thanksgiving and save me some leftovers. And okay. And two, could you follow up with us?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to.
Okay, great.
I'm actually curious too to see what, you know, see what your listeners think, and, you know.
All right. Well, Lynn, thank you.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Oh, you too.
Oh, she's so sweet. Listen, we've got a lot of text messages. People are blowing up the line. Samantha's like, I think it's a great idea, except the football part.
Yeah. Dan's
well,
like...
That's a lot of things. People were suggesting, listen, you could probably do this, like, just partially. Like, why don't you maybe do it for, like, an hour or two tops?
Listen, she wants to do it the entire day.
I think that's about as long as I could go.
She wants the entire day to be devoted.
Yeah, I don't know if that's realistic.
Yeah, Dan's like, that would be my last Thanksgiving at my mom's house. All right, 502-571-9970. You know, hey, Lynn's asking. She's asking for our opinion. So,
but I feel like if maybe if we find a compromise, Lynn's request won't be met with anger or disappointment.
All right, we'll find out. Anyways, group therapy, 502-571-9970. Could you imagine having a get-together with family where you couldn't get on your phone or watch TV or be distracted by something electronic for a few hours?
Well, that's what Lynn's trying to do, and she wants to surprise her family with that suggestion when they get there.
Yeah, it's 99.7 DJX group therapy, and I'm trying to think back to, like, you know, when I was growing up, cell phones weren't a thing, but it was like television and things like that. Where I
was always football.
Yeah, I mean, there was football, and I remember like my family watching football and things like that. But then I also remember a period when I would go outside and run around and play football myself. So I think, you know, there is maybe a glimmer of hope that Lynn could still have some fun. She's just asking, hey, I just want the opinion from the Peanut Gallery.
Well, the Peanut Gallery is chiming in, and they do have a kind of united compromise suggestion, which mm-hmm. I think is a really good idea, is just try unplugging during dinner. And then, you know, you can still have the football game in the back. Now, Mary Kate is like, that's what she's doing. She's going to go unplug too. And she's super pumped about it. So okay. I'm hoping it goes well.
Yeah. Hey, D.
My thought on this is that maybe do no electronics through dinner.
Yeah.
But after dinner, then kind of let everybody go back. Cause I have 5 kids myself, and my sons and husband would murder me if I took football away. And I think that they would, like, honestly, you know, cause more chaos than anything. We also have 8 grandchildren.
Oh,
and
wow.
Trust me, we want them to go in the other room and go do some other stuff.
Oh, D, you're like, take it from me and some experience here. You don't want to do that.
Right.
All right, cool. D, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you as well.
All right, Andrew the Love Doctor, how are you?
I'm good, my man. How are you, sir?
Doing well. So what do you think of Lynn's idea?
I think she's out of her mind. there is no way. Here's the only thing I can think of. If she wants to do no electronics as you eat, like during lunchtime, which is what I try to do anyway with my boys,
yeah,
absolutely, that's fine. But unless she's planned this out 3 or 4 months in advance and let everybody know, that's a hard no. It's not going to happen. They're not going to enjoy it. It's not going to go well. It's not going to end well. It might be the last Thanksgiving she has at her house.
Wow. Okay. Andrew the Love Doctor, always very solid advice. And I hope you have a good Thanksgiving as well.
You guys have a good Thanksgiving. You guys are the best in the business. Keep on loving.
All right. Thanks, man. See ya.
Bye, buddy.
All right.
He tells it like it is. That's why we love him. Now, listen, Chad is all like, he's kind of team unplugged because it's the Bears versus the Detroit Lions. He's like, LOL, yuck, turn that off.
Here's the thing. Like, I think we're all giving her a great suggestion of, okay,
yeah.
Hey, you know what? No electronics before dinner and through dinner. And then after dinner, you know, we can do our thing.
Well, you know what? I think not everybody is probably going to be united and needing to watch football, but some are. She said she's got like 5 grandkids that are coming.
Yeah.
She's got 3 adult kids. Why not, you know, bring some games
so
that you can have some people that can play games together, maybe have football on in the background so that people that want to keep up with it can. I feel like if you give people options and maybe less sound like you're creating a set of rules, because I don't think anybody wants to feel like they have to follow rules
right
at a family gathering.
Yeah, but there's something about the way Lynn was talking to us that makes me think her mind's already made up.
Listen, I feel like she's going to be open to, she's coming to us. She wants to hear what the peanut gallery is saying. Uh-huh. The peanut gallery has spoken.
Okay.
We feel like maybe a compromise situation might work better. So you get a little bit of what you want and your family doesn't revolt.
All right. So there you go. Compromise.
Yes.
That's what we say. Lynn, good luck. And again, follow up with us next week. We'd love to hear how it all went. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So as Britney's conservatorship ended, she gets control over her social media again. So what's the first thing she does? She starts beef again with Christina Aguilera.
What?
It's like, what year is this, right?
What's happening and why?
Okay, so there was a reporter at the 2021 Latin Grammy Awards last week that asked Christina Aguilera to share her thoughts on the end of Britney Spears' conservatorship. Now, some are saying Christina avoided the question. However, it was like her publicist more, Christina's publicist, that was like, no, we're not gonna do that. And so this is what Christina said.
Brittany, have you had any communication? Have you guys had any communication?
No, we're not doing that tonight. I'm sorry. Thank you.
But I'm happy for her.
Yeah, so Christina, you heard say at the very end,
I'm happy for her.
Right, exactly. Now, a lot of people are like, all right, well, that's good. That's, you know, that's above board, all that stuff. Brittany didn't take it that way. So she put in an Instagram story.
Oh, no.
Refusing to speak when you know the truth is equivalent to a lie. 13 years being in a corrupt, abusive system, yet why is it such a hard topic for people to talk about? I'm the one who went through it all! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. And, yeah, like, so I'm just all like, I wonder if that beef and that rivalry is real. And Christina wrote on Instagram, my heart goes out to Britney. So it's like, I feel like Christina's like, hey, you know, it's water under the bridge. We're moving forward.
Well, yeah, I really feel like this is all in the publicist for just kind of like jumping in too soon and making it seem like it's a thing that Christina didn't want to talk about or whatever. But I think this is just a big, huge misunderstanding. Like, I don't think this is a Britney versus Christina thing. I think the publicist was just like, no, we're just not going to talk about it, you know, and then made it sound snotty.
No, yeah. I mean, because she certainly does.
I've got to think
that they knew that there was going to be some Britney questions because of that early 2000s feud between the two.
And yeah, really, everybody was talking about Britney, though. This has been one of the biggest stories ever, and everyone's been giving opinions and supporting her. So I think the interviewer is probably just expecting Christina to say, oh, I'm so happy for her, yay.
Yeah, and she did eventually. She did. Right. But I think it's just funny. And again, their feud was mostly...
It was made up by the media.
Made up
It's media stirring the pot.
Well, the record labels. The rival record labels doing their thing. And yes, kind of pitting both of those pop stars against one another. So,
it was garbage.
it was garbage. I mean, then you had Mandy Moore and Jessica Simpson thrown in there, and even Avril Lavigne thrown in there.
Uh-huh.
And Pink even tweeted out 20 years ago, she released Misunderstood, and Halsey retweeted that and said, I would not be who I am without that. So, I mean, there were a lot of that early 2000s pop core of like female pop stars was pretty heavy.
I just hated the fact that the media tries to like make it seem like they all hate each other and they're all just competing against each other. And it's like, you know what? There's room for everybody.
I mean, if we're honest, we probably helped contribute to some of that. So, I mean, let's call a spade here. All right. So anyways, I just thought that was kind of interesting that Britney gets her control over her social media again. And boom, immediately like launches into the whole Britney Christina feud again. So take a look at. All right, so I want to know who in Kentucky is saying broccoli casserole is the most popular Thanksgiving casserole.
Listen, that is delicious, though. I mean, if I'm going to have my broccoli, I prefer it to be in a casserole. Casseroles are amazing.
99.7 DJX. Google Trends released their thing, and hash brown casserole is Indiana's. Why can't we live in Indiana?
Oh, yeah. No, they are doing it better. That's tasty.
Hash brown casserole is the bomb.
Yes.
But, yeah, broccoli casserole, kind of not like, I mean, I don't know if I've ever had it, so I can't really accurately.
Well, no, okay, then you can't judge because it's tasty. Broccoli casserole is delicious, and then you know it's broccoli, so you're getting your veggies.
So is it like green bean casserole in that you put it with like the cream of mushroom soup?
No, it's not the same. It's not the same recipe.
Oh, it's not.
There's like it's kind of like breadcrumbs in there, and it's really good. And cheese.
See, I don't know if I'm weird, but I like my broccoli raw. Just give it to me raw.
Just raw? You don't even steam it?
Well, yeah, raw. I take it raw first, and then steamed with a little salt and pepper.
Oh yeah, no. I steaming is my preferred method.
Really, typically. Just blanching it. That's all I really need. I don't even need it steamed that much. Just blanch it.
Wow.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's me.
Are we ranking just casseroles, or are we ranking Thanksgiving dishes?
No, this is just the casseroles.
Oh, okay.
This is what Google Trends did the search data for the most popular Thanksgiving casseroles. Green bean or broccoli casserole were in 17 states, but potato casseroles are number one in 11 states. So
I've never had potato casserole. Well, what else is in a potato casserole?
Well, like a sweet potato casserole.
Oh, sweet potato, yes.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Or a cheesy potato casserole, kind of like potatoes au gratin or whatever. I don't know.
Well, see, the closest thing I make to that is shepherd's pie. That's like a lot of mashed potatoes and frozen veggies and cheese.
I don't think we're talking about the same thing. I don't think we're talking about the same thing at all. Anyways.
It sounds a lot like it, though. That's like a casserole.
Yeah, there's something about, you know, getting everybody together that you feel like, hey, you know what? Everybody's here. Might as well say it, right?
Okay. I've just never been in a situation like that, but okay.
So Thanksgiving bombshells, dropping those bombshells seemed to be a thing, you know, kind of put that out on the show. A lot of people have responded, so that's always fun. Got a message from a listener who I will keep anonymous. Keep all these anonymous. Says, I guess this would be a bombshell if anyone ever found out.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun!
The snickerdoodle cookies that everyone loves and I bring every Thanksgiving and Christmas are just Pillsbury slice and bake sugar cookies.
Yes! That's my kind of bombshell. That's exactly what I'd be guilty of. I'd be like, oh yeah, I made these, but nope. It's just like, put them on the pan and heat them up.
This listener says, I roll them in a ball, coat them with cinnamon sugar, and call it a day.
That's cooking. She did something to it, she added.
Taking this to my grave.
I love it.
All right, I like that.
That's kind of bombshell I like.
Got another one from a listener who says, a bombshell this Thanksgiving. I'm thinking of telling my family that I'm a foot, in quotes, model. And it's helped me put a down payment on the new house I just bought.
Oh, wow.
The reason is because they think I'm doing something illegal to get the money, like selling drugs.
Well, yeah, no, that's not the same thing.
And they don't believe me when I told them I just saved up.
Mm.
She says, this person says.
Well, I think we all assumed it was a woman because men's feet can be like kind of hairy. And I don't think the model that they're looking for is
a hairy man's foot.
Yes.
You know
exactly.
What? There could be a market for that, Kelly.
Sorry.
Anyways, this listener continues. I work hard, but letting random people on the internet fund my lifestyle just for doing things with my feet is the American way.
God, what kind of things is she doing with her feet?
Should I ask?
I don't know.
Should I ask this listener?
Maybe she's just, you know what? She's just giving herself a spa treatment and just turning the camera on it, letting people watch. Maybe she's just washing her feet, like spa day, painting her toenails.
I mean, and if people are subscribing to her OnlyFans, Only Feet, then you know what? Can't hate her for that.
Nope, you can't.
No.
You know, I don't think she's doing anything else dirty, hopefully. I don't know what else you can do with your feet.
Oh, shoot. All right. Just got a message from another listener. Bombshells for Thanksgiving. OMG, I just heard the snickerdoodle story, and I have a similar bombshell if anyone ever found out. My lemon bars I make for my family and coworkers are just from the Pillsbury website.
Stop.
The recipe literally ended up in a cookbook thing we did at work like it was something special I made up.
Oh, wow. Like, this is family heirloom.
Yes, Grandma's Lemon Bars.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? Pillsbury. Sounds like Pillsbury has got it going on.
I say, they've got a couple shout-outs.
Go get some Pillsbury stuff, and it's going to be delicious.
There's something about just getting everyone together. Same place. The same time. That makes you think, you know what? Now would be the time. Now be
it's
the
convenient.
Time.
It's convenient. Everyone's here.
Yeah, I got a random text from a listener that says, so both of my brothers were active duty. Both showed up to Thanksgiving to introduce their girlfriends. Turns out they had been married for about a year.
Oh, wow. For a year and nobody knew?
Yeah, they're high ranks. We don't talk to them much, and they can't have Facebook. So, wow. That is pretty crazy. Like,
wow. Well, hopefully the family liked them.
Yeah, my gosh. That is crazy.
And yes. Thank you for your service.
Yeah. We're going to keep you anonymous at your request. What's your bombshell?
Okay. So my great-grandma's chocolate pie, it takes like $30 to make two pies. And I did not have the $30, so I just bought chocolate pudding and graham shell crust with whipped cream. And nobody can tell the difference. So the past 5 years, I haven't been making my great-grandma's chocolate pie, and everyone thinks I have been.
Look at you, baller on a budget.
Yeah, and I've even been told that the consistency of the chocolate is better.
This is turning into one of those, like, DIY hacks, you know?
And it's delicious. Nobody can tell the difference, and you spend, like, $5.
Man, all right. I'm trying that. That's awesome. You take that to your grave. That's what I'm saying. Baller on a budget. So love these little bombshells, which are turning into like secret DIY recipe hacks that people are like, you know what? I just buy the thing that everybody thinks that I make.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's there are other people like professional bakeries that do it really well.
Yes. Well, that is true.
Hey, if it's chocolate pie, I'm going all in. I don't care.
You know, when you have an accomplishment, a lot of times you're excited and you want to commemorate that, yeah?
Yeah, post it on social media, you know, tell your family, friends, maybe?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you even get t-shirts created and, you know, you want to show the world when you are wearing your t-shirt what happened. Well, but when you break the law, maybe this isn't recommended, okay?
Seriously? Someone is celebrating their crime on a t-shirt?
Well, this is your setting the bar story. These are always stories that really set the bar for your day very low. Show others failing so you can achieve.
Yeah, don't make the same mistake.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without making a t-shirt that bragged about how you stole a motorcycle and outran the cops, then you're doing okay. His name's Don. He stole someone's Harley last month. He got away from it for a while.
But I'm looking at his mugshot, so it wasn't forever.
Wasn't forever. Sorry. Yeah, spoiler alert. He ditched it, ran off on foot. So police were looking for old Don, right? So they posted a photo of the motorcycle on Facebook along with a description of the suspect. So Don saw the post. He screenshotted it, turned that sucker into a t-shirt.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
So he actually did get caught just recently, and they were able to track him down this time. He was kind of running from the police. But once they did catch him and track him down, they found that black t-shirt with their Facebook post on it about the crime printed on the front.
I'm upset that the mugshot doesn't feature him wearing that shirt.
Except he changed the wording to refer to himself as a, quote, criminal mastermind.
Wow.
And so, I mean, it's not clear if he was wearing the shirt when they arrested him, but they actually posted a follow-up on Facebook thanking him for his help. So
that really helped him crack the case.
I mean, you know, if there's one thing to be proud about your accomplishments, there's another thing to even want to display your accomplishments on social media or on a t-shirt. But then there's Don, who decided to break the law and do both.
Well, and if you're considering crime as an accomplishment, maybe we also need to reevaluate that.
Then there's that, too. So, yeah, don't do like Don, all right? And if you can manage to make it through the day without making a t-shirt, bragging about how you stole a motorcycle and outrunning the cops, then you're doing okay.
You know what? He must have like one of those Cricut machines where you can like make your own t-shirt. Where else did he go and get that done?
He's just like, you know what? Don't ask questions. Just print the shirt. And they're like, all right, fine. We'll print it. Recently, we've been talking about like first dates and things like that. And this is a very unique first date that this couple went on.
Was it volunteering at the nursing home? We've already been there.
No. No, but this woman in Canada, she posted this TikTok video. This guy asked her out on a date and sent her a survey to make sure he planned something she'd actually enjoy. It was like a checkbox survey.
That's kind of cute.
So she took the survey, and then after that, he texted her a formal invitation with details about the date, listing the restaurant and the movie they agreed to see.
That's putting in a lot of effort. I think that's cute.
Yeah, so like, but then afterwards, after the date, he kind of texted her an exit survey.
And, I kind of like it. I was expecting it too.
And so questions included like how awkward or charming he was. And if she experienced any negative symptoms during the date due to any of the jokes or anything like nausea, butterflies, foot pain, loss of taste or smell.
And, I like this guy.
So she was able to rate the date and rate him. And apparently he did something right because they're still dating.
I like that. That's really cute because you know what? That shows that he cares about whether she's having a good time.
Yeah.
And he wants to show her a good time.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to cater it to, you know, what she likes and he doesn't know yet. So I think that's great. I think it's kind of genius.
So yeah, he did like kind of one of those, you know, Google surveys and it's like, what style of date would you prefer? You know, dinner and a movie. And then he has in parentheses, Dear Evan Hansen, dinner in Imagine Van Gogh, a hiker outdoor option, beach day and ice cream, skating and hot chocolate, combination of any of the above, other, you know. And so it's like he goes through all these different things. And so apparently, again, it kind of worked. Because
it's getting to know her.
Yeah.
It really is. Like a really initial getting to know her thing. That's really genius. I think it's cute. It's adorable. It shows effort.
And it worked. So if you're needing a first date idea that actually worked, or at least worked for her.
Maybe the guy that surprised his date with volunteering at the nursing home should have gone this route first.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he still has to be somewhat attractive and charming in real life, you know?
Sure, there has to be some sort of chemistry and a spark.
Right.
But I think if you're showing that you're putting effort into it, you really want it to go well, you're starting off on the right foot.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, we'll tweet out the story. You can see it in the TikToks at Ben and Kelly Show. Okie doke. Coming up at 11 o'clock, another opportunity for you to get in to win that $1,000 shopping spree with Slay All Day. And more bombshells on the show tomorrow.
You're going to keep stretching this as long as you can, aren't you?
I'm telling you, when they start coming in, then you can't ignore them.
Okay.
All right. So that is something to look forward to tomorrow on the show. Guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you.